DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Woodcast.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Oh shit! Leave. Hot mic, run!
Run, Forrest, run!
Oh, you want to get high?
All right, now my mic should be on. Cool. OBS sees my microphone. Yay!
Yeah.
And let's go live, guys.
Are we gonna stay as the back song?
We could. We certainly could. At least for a little bit.
I still don't know how to do that.
I had to update OBS. I had to like uninstall it and reinstall it for it to finally
OBS
work.
OBS or Zoom?
I mean, sorry.
Did you uninstall, reinstall? That's not good.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I had an old client though.
I'm updated, but I don't have that option.
Your OS is
at least that I know of
is old school.
Yeah, yeah. My stuff was old at least.
Doesn't I work. See.
What does the fox say, Nemesis?
Show
me your old face, fox.
Oh, yeah. Stick the bug out.
Yeah, I know. You have to, like, really overdo it, though, on the camera for it to, like, get really wide. So
I know.
It's sicko. Go cool, imagine, like, what it would look like if, like, it, like, cut off and you're like... Cuts out and you're like, No.
It's because it's showing her face. Yeah. See, if I do this, now it works fine. I'm covering her face up and it works perfectly.
physically covering her face up.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Oh.
Yo, Crypto Nation and mining family, what's going on? I'm having fun with this little bear dude. He's like,
Nemesis got the update, everybody.
finally. I had to uninstall, reinstall, you know, first world problems. What's going on, all you happy hashers out there and all you DCAers? What's going on? What's going on? We may or may not have sad news for you.
We'll announce it later.
A Doom miner since he's buying a Lambo in 8 years.
We need the rest of the team here in order to make the announcement.
I know. I mean, if we're going to have layoffs, we got to make sure everybody's here.
Man, I don't even got a chat up. What's up with this?
I don't know. But we got Jason the Tiger Osborne. What's going on? We got the Goblin. What's up? Doom miner with a pizza. I concur with that one. Pizza.
Cowabunga.
I like pizza. I love pizza.
Cowabunga. That's
man,
right.
As much as I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dear God, don't let it be an NFT.
You're gonna do it, bro. It's gonna be your first one.
No turtle NFTs. No.
It's gonna
I
be your first
love
one.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dude. This is bullshit.
I was doing a lot of research about it last night because I was curious about it because they released the paper because a lot of people were like speculative because they don't own the rights, you know, to actual Ninja Turtles.
Right.
But, they actually do own the rights to the original 103 episodes in like 1985 or 1984 or whatever it was. The original 103 episodes.
When the whole thing was done in like 6 colors.
Yep.
Right.
They own the rights to those 103 episodes. So stuff from that era, they can like.
So that's the fucking OG shit, dude.
And I was like, it's kind of funny. I imagine I wanted to see what they're gonna do about it. You know what I mean?
That's back like before the turtle movies, even.
Yeah, way before.
Oh yeah, way before.
That was like as they were coming. You know.
As they were coming out of the comic books.
Yeah.
I don't even think my brother was born at that point. He's like 9 years older than me.
That's funny. You're like me between me and my younger brothers, man. I got 9.5 years between me and my younger brother. And then my baby brother, we're like almost 13 years.
And my mom's 13 years away from her oldest sister.
April O'Neil's a jumpsuit, maybe. What's up,
Jack? Yeah, yeah. Doom Miner's like my bear needs a goatee.
Yeah, man.
Zoom, like, if you're listening,
or like a ponytail or something.
I need a goatee on the bear. You know, I need him to, you know, I
well, just call up Zoom. Tell Zoom to stop sucking so much.
I know. I need him to be a little bit more furry.
We need to get like a.
Hide behind you.
We need to get like an editor. You know. You know, they already have all this loaded. There. They should just give us an editor for it. So you could like put tattoos on his face or something.
Right, right.
Right.
Man, we're right. Hey, we got the Data Lord in the house. He's like, yo, ahoy. What's up,
ahoy? Ahoy, what you doing?
You know, that guy's still building.
So is this what you guys really do on Friday nights?
Pretty much.
At the beginning, yeah. We wait until Dojo gets
here. We don't get into the meat until like, you know, 10:45.
Like I've tried.
It's just a lot.
It's like a 2-hour here. Ride. You know,
there's no meat on Fridays.
Well, not so much anymore, Gundy. Now we're gonna try to keep it at the 1-hour marker.
I know. Yeah. We're mutating. Yeah.
Right.
To fit people's needs.
Like the original title that I was gonna name it. Like I thought about it real hard, and I was like, I don't know if I can do it, man. Like I don't like I hurt just like typing it in. I was like, I can't even like do this. Like this is terrible.
Come on.
So I renamed it something a little bit different, but it was kind of funny. But there is some truth.
Man, I say what I typed in at the very end there was probably like golden.
Man, but you were like 4 hours too late.
It don't
man.
Matter. Like, you could have changed man, it right geez. Then and there.
No, I mean, like,
Twitter posts had already it out, been man. Posted. You know what I mean?
You pushed like, that shit out. It was
way
down.
Man, way you past could change. That.
You see that's one thing I love about YouTube.
You can change it right before you go live.
Yeah, you could push back time, dude. You'd be like, no, I don't feel like starting up at this time. I'm gonna start like 20 minutes later.
Well, you know, Google doesn't run on time. You know that they're their own entity.
Right, right.
Thanks.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It keeps just seeing my face, so it doesn't even look like you're talking.
No, it's like going in between the both of us.
Oh, David Lewis is talking about crypto meetups. Where? Vegas? When?
Where?
Well, how? Where?
No.
What?
You we'll have do it live.
Meetup in Oklahoma? No. What?
No. You see, if you're in the...
Do we have to charge? Because I don't like having to like, you know.
If you're in a DCTV OG crew, there's like rumors and such of a OG meetup.
Dude, I seen that there was like a new like link for some stuff, and I didn't join it. Did you join it?
No, I did not.
Okay, I didn't join
it. Even let me know about it.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I don't count, I guess.
No, no. You see, it's
rumored. It was posted on Twitter.
There's nothing that's been said. Hey, so this is gonna happen. No, not yet.
The undisclosed family mine location for a meetup? Absolutely not, Doom Miner.
Right?
Absolutely not.
Hey, Data Lord, we always do it live, bro.
It's undisclosed and has to stay undisclosed.
Oh, so Golden says that he might hear a feminine voice. I don't know what he's talking about.
All I see is a bear.
I don't know what you're talking about here. Data Lord said, I said tentatively.
I've got a blue shirt on. Does it mean I identify as a man tonight?
I would Maybe. Love, I need to go to like where Data Lord lives. Like, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That'd be great. It's a fantastic place.
It's state. Well, it's expensive.
What is?
I mean,
it's not California. It's not California expensive, but a lot of California moved to that state.
It's expensive everywhere you go. I have a friend that just got to California today. All right, they drove into California. They took a picture of the first sign that they seen, and it was like $7 a gallon. And I was like, what?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, Australia. Somebody in Australia.
Sorry, you have to go
Ozzy Bowden Tech in our
double digits, man.
Oh yeah, he said it was just under $8 a gallon.
Yeah, your places in Europe, I'm sure, like 13, 14 a gallon. Yep,
they are. No. Ozzy Bolden, he said it was about $8 a gallon.
In Europe, it is 13.
€8.
Yeah.
That's like $10.
Right.
Well, $11. I don't know what.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we think it's like absolutely crazy, but it's actually been like that for a while in other places. So it's not like too out of the norm for everywhere else, but it's definitely out of the norm for us.
Like whenever I was whenever we were out in Jamaica, and this is like going back like what, 20 years, babe?
At least. Love for the DC.
It was like 20 years ago. We went out to Jamaica, and it was like $650 per liter.
I vote October.
And at that time, the ratio per dollar for Jamaican dollars was almost 50-1. So it was like basically $25 a gallon of gas in Jamaica. I was like, oh my Lord. He's like, yeah, this is why nobody has cars.
Yeah, I vote October.
I ride the bus, man.
I got a baby coming in August. So August and September are like scratch.
Yay, babies. Yay, congrats, my friend.
October's still pushing it.
Babies are the greatest. So you have to burp them and change them and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I got like three others, you know what I mean? Like so it's not DCA, like,
DCA, yeah, it's not your
first. Pretty much sure I got it, but you know what I mean? But it's definitely
got a good support system going, you know?
Definitely been like 7 Doom, years, you know what
Doom
I mean?
Doom miners so like the Netherlands is paying $9.52 a gallon.
Nice.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I feel bad for Peter Stone.
Baby, well, that's right. Baby, I.
That's like the price of cigarettes, you know? It's like ridiculous amounts of money. You know, I live in Virginia. They're still cheap as shit out here.
Yeah, we're still under $4 a gallon here, like 330, 340.
Oh no, gas, we're like 509.
Oh yeah, no.
Oh.
I paid $3.99 a gallon. Yep, for 85 octane. Yep.
What?
About I only get premium because like if you guys are putting regular in your car and you're like want to keep the car for more than like 2 or 3 years, like
I put 87 in the 4Runner, but I put 100% 80.
That shit's gonna knock though, dude. The low octane makes those things not. If you ever like realize there's like a ticking noise when you like fully throttle that thing, it's because of the low octane gas. You need to switch it up.
All right. I'm due for gas again here soon, so I'll switch it up to an 85 for you.
My 3.8.
No, you gotta get that 93, bro.
I am not, but
93 bro. Toyota hates regular gas. Like I'll just tell everyone.
I used to have a Monte Carlo SS with a 3.8 supercharged, and that thing the first time I filled it up, I didn't look.
I don't know, man.
They are. I didn't realize that my old Monte Carlo SS with the supercharger could only run on premium. So my first fill up, I'm like, here, I'm gonna put the cheap shit in here,
bro.
Well, I didn't know, and I'm like, I'm gonna put cheap shit in there.
Come on, man. Whenever you modify anything, forced induction, you gotta put that high test in.
So the first time I got on it, it got off the throttle. It was crackling through the fucking exhaust badly.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like detonation.
66 Chevy pickup. Woo woo. That Ford Super Deluxe is nice. That's a convertible too. I don't really like Fords, but the Super Deluxe is nice.
Third. I'd get a third if it was a Mach
1. I like the pickup.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. We got a few of those over here, and Nim's seen them.
Oh yeah.
They're beautiful, man.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Love them, man.
Yo, what's up,
son? I saw some of those too. Ooh, not that style, not that model, but that one.
$125,000. Jesus.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for the Pierce Arrow. Woo! That's a Concorde car there.
Cosmopolitan. I was just looking at the Cosmopolitan. I wasn't looking at the Model 66.
Nah, man. You're not cool unless you get the old Lincoln Continental
and
the
suicide doors.
Oh, dude, I had one of those.
GS. Oh, the GS. Jeez. I'd be seeing something like that.
I need to see a Grand National, man.
Those are like... Bro, man, I saw
one. I'd be perfectly fine with seeing a Trans Am because I'm an F-Body fan. So.
Ooh, F-Body.
Man, it's all about the Camaro at Z28, bro. Third gen for the win.
68, 69.
Oh, yeah.
I only say that because I'm a little partial. I have one.
Nothing but a black and gold screaming chicken.
A little partial.
No, man. There's nothing like a Z28. I don't know, man. The only thing I liked about the old screaming chickens was like the late 70s with the honeycomb wheels. Oh, I love those honeycomb wheels. Outside of that,
they were
no, nice. No, I didn't like the taillights. The front end looked just like the Camaro, so there was no difference on the front end. So it was a gross set of taillights in the rims.
No, never. So I would never own a 76 ever. That is just no.
The 70s was bad for muscle cars, man.
No, they were emissions cars. That's all.
OBD1 came out and nice. It was like
this wasn't even OBD1, dude. What are you talking about? OBD1? Shit.
Yeah, no, there was no OBD.
There you go. Grand Wagoneer, man.
It was just a pipe dream, you know, in the 80s when they came out with the electronic fuel injection. They're like, let's just put a computer.
Man, I'd turn that Wagoneer into a dragster.
Yeah. Replace the rear end.
Put some
blower on it and replace the rear end.
Yeah, dude. Man. Put that onto a four link, bro. Shit.
They got all of them.
We'll turn this into a car Friday night cars, dude. Shit.
Did they ever make any
Friday night drive-in
panel? No, not the Wagoneers. That was the fake wood paneling era. Yeah.
That was the thing.
Oh, the fake wood paneling, man. Come on.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was wood trim.
And all the houses had green shag carpeting.
It's like if it's a real Woody, if it's a true Woody, dude, I'm down, dude, man.
I bet you are.
But if it's the fake wood panel siding, dude,
up in New York.
Oh yeah, so you know that thing is harboring rust like fucking galore, dude.
I mean, you got to watch like if it's from up north, dude.
I already know all about this.
Don't buy a car from Maine, my
76 Nova, dude. Man, I had to sit there for a few weeks redoing the chassis on this thing. The fucking it was half rotted.
I mean, you
had
to start cutting frame pieces apart.
Like, Model
A. It's not a good scene, yeah.
Babe, if I find one of those at a good price, I'm fucking getting it.
I mean, you got to go out to like the desert, like the man. That's where you find the good ones, you know, because it's so dry.
Oh, you like them where the slant backs?
Yeah.
So that is a low boy, and that one that was up there was a high boy.
Okay.
So you like the low boy. Nice. My woman loves the same rat rod car I like, which is a low boy. You see, that one is a high boy.
Oh, you want the
it like has to be the Z-channel
frame. 3-inch windshield?
No, the Z-channel frame and the whole chassis sits about 2 or 3 inches off the ground.
Oh, like
that's got a lot standard of room between the chassis and the ground.
That's like standard muscle car, and I mean, you know, like import these days, like Corvettes or.
I see. I mean, that thing would be all air ride. You pretty much sit on the ground. Get it down nice and low, and you know, it's like low and mean and sexy. Slant back that nose on there. You know, you take the grill and you slant it back, and you chop the windshield down a little bit so that the hood, the roof of the car has got a little bit of attitude to it as it leans just down.
Just a wee little bit. You get that four finger front just glass. You know?
No, I don't want that low. Oh, yeah. I don't want it to be that low.
Like a little pod you kind of like look out of. Like,
right. I want it to be like, I'd like to take like 4 inches off the glass. and just kind of lean it.
That's like half, yeah. That's
not yeah, yeah, you lean it, you give it a little gangster
how much
lean.
How much is that thing running?
What are you trying to drive prom dates to prom? And
oh
shit,
man, you know all of DCA man cross country.
Right. I mean, you gotta think that. I mean, that's the DCA thing, man. You gotta think. You know, driving prom dates to prom would probably make you some like
screw driving like,
income.
Oh man, the AM general.
But you got to make sure you have a good cleaning team. You know, those guys make a mess.
Oh, for sure. Blue life matters.
Yeah. There you go. 69 AMG.
Oh, the 62 Corvette. Oh,
look at that 05 Monte Carlo.
62, man. That's old.
See, I had the 04 Monte Carlo SS. So I had that 21K, as a Dale,
I bet that bad
a Dale, low a miles. Dale Earnhardt edition.
Ugh.
I bet it's low miles.
Oh, that, yeah. That says Tony Stewart yeah. Ace
that
car
was,
edition.
That was the V6, wasn't
see,
it?
The supercharged?
Yeah, it's the 3.8 with a supercharger on it.
Yeah.
It's
those
a
things
good,
were okay if you chipped them. I heard if you like
got
like
no a no, but you, even with just the supercharger on there, they were pretty baller.
Stock?
Oh yeah, you if you wanted to get if you wanted the 800 horsepower, you needed a new cam, new rockers, and the computer.
Oh yeah, of course, but
I and mean, you get all of that. And this isn't a show plug,
ooh,
but you go if you've got a if you've got a Monte Carlo, as long as long as your Monte Carlo SS
hope,
is not an 04, you do not want an 04
nice.
Monte Carlo SS.
Well, the
and
Grand
then you go
GTPs
to,
were 3.8s too, right?
And no, the GTPs H-8. Were the oh. The 5.3s.
No,
and that
the
was the V8
600, man.
No, that was the V8.
I mean, no, I like that 57
like
Chevy
the
pickup,
Grand Prix GTP.
76 Chevy.
Right.
Those
yeah,
were
that's,
all six cylinders.
No, I don't think
57s
so.
57s are nice, man.
Like
or no, I'm thinking of the GI. I'm thinking
yeah.
of the GXP.
Yeah, I
hope
yeah,
no. The GXP was awesome. The
V8. These were like, I think, 3.8 supercharged, but it was like all stock.
Right.
I can't even see chat anymore. Just the screen's above it. Screen's above it.
Hey, what's yeah. going on, son of a tech? Yo.
What up, son?
He's been in here a bit.
He's been here for a hot minute. Jeez,
yeah.
Seen,
wow. I just like
can't see through those beaver eyes.
I know. I'm looking at
beaver
all
eyes.
Of these baller cars. Look
hate
at that Hudson
that
Hornet.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
It's a Hornet this time.
Look
it's
at
not,
it. Man.
It's not fucking molested.
I know, right? Like I've seen a couple of those like roaming around. Like every now and again, you'll see one like that on the road, and you're like, "Wow, that's
Hudson
crazy.
Hornet."
It's pretty.
Oh,
I got my classic in the garage. It's all right.
It kind of looks like a bug.
Though. And it's a convertible. Woo!
They just don't make them like they used to. I swear to God.
No, that's why.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's why I have my '74 Chevelle. Mm.
Yeah.
I will drive that car into the grave with me. Oh, look at that motor.
Steady.
Oh,
steady.
Oh, giggity. Oh, giggity.
make the O face.
Oh.
Oh, your mouth's not moving.
Oh,
not
oh.
Oh, no. That
Twin H power.
Somebody's
good
got
God.
A raging clue over here.
A raging brew.
Okay, rolling partners.
No clue.
Accident today. I feel real bad.
So
dang.
No.
That sucks.
Oh wow. The AI on this.
Hope
Zoom,
everything went all right.
Like I can hold up whatever I want in my hand and it won't show.
Yeah. No.
That's just, hilarious.
Like it only is like head
too
position and like mouth position with those bears.
Man. Not too old to multitask, son.
Like if I hold something in my hand in front of the camera, it doesn't matter.
Tell you what, I'm too old to be rolling on the mat with other people.
Oh,
come on, man! You gotta
shoot,
get up
I get
down
and rolling around.
Just gotta practice more.
I just ain't getting back up.
You need to go back. You need to go back into reserve so you get that PT like every couple of months. You know.
Yo, I'm getting PT, but you know, not
it's
like
annoying.
That.
I think we need to call up your wife on that Jeez. One.
Hey, good luck with that.
Be like, hey, he's
having
he
her a night
he
out.
He said that he can't roll around no more. Is this true?
She'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It is.
And she'll be like, Yeah, if that was the case, I'd leave him.
Said he roll, we'll roll around, then he goes right to sleep.
That's nice,
it's
man.
Like, that's fine. He's finally quiet.
That's it.
That go to the gym clean. And then go to bed. All right.
It's like the wife will vouch. I talk too much. Oh, giggity. I remember looking at that dash.
Only 1,300 miles, 13,000.
Oh, man. So that car makes 12 pounds of boost native.
I mean, nice. You know, I'll give it to
it's the 3.5.
They
right?
had some the decent 3.8. Cars, but 3.8. In that era,
like front wheel drive,
pile of junk, dude.
You front wheel drive,
like their cheap cars were freaking garbage in that era.
Front wheel drive, they really were. Like, yeah.
But yeah, the Cavalier,
but
and
that
like
thing
the
was really. But,
oh, come on, man! You know you love like Cobalt and all that, man.
Cobalt, but what's no, nice is you go, you get one of those cars. You get one of those cars, and you go to ZZP Performance, and they make that thing 800 horsepower.
Yeah,
you buy all their parts for that car, and that car becomes an amazing vehicle that will smoke anything.
Dodge Durango.
Oh man, lifter arms.
Dang, and, that is nice. Technique.
Lifter arms, and then you see that cone coming out there. Replace a lot of those.
They were just known for spitting out lower intake gaskets because of the
oh
long
my
life,
god, dude! Like every 10,000 miles, every 10,000 miles, you need a $1,500
repair. So what I would end up
only
doing
41 grand
on
though,
all of mine,
fully
I would
loaded.
Drain out that long life Brand's garbage and then put that green awesome coolant in there, and yeah. I never had problems with it. You can ask
you
the
changed
wife.
It?
Yeah, yeah. You get rid of that fucking those goofy colored coolants.
Hey,
and you go for the green.
Yeah, you know some people like doesn't make a difference.
The skeleton sells it. I gotta have it.
Yeah, I could work on that.
It's the same thing with the Subaru's Nemesis. As soon as you change the coolant on a Subaru, that's like a Boxster like motor.
Yeah,
like, it's game over. The head gasket's gonna leak.
No, actually, they have more issues with fucking crank seals on them.
Oh, so that's
because of the bushing wear. Right there.
Go
back to that steering wheel.
If you go to like one of those Jiffy Lube places and they coolant flush you.
Oh, dude, those are the worst steering wheels.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So my old first RV was telling me about it. He said, steering wheels like that? He said, you had to keep your thumbs out.
Oh yeah,
he said he
those
learned
things
hard
will
way.
Fucking break your thumbs, dude.
That's what happened. He broke both of his thumbs driving that thing, and he went off road, and it twisted the wheels.
Okay, so
busted both thumbs.
I will tell you a trick. Okay, there is a fix for that. What you do is you put stabilizer shocks on the steering rack itself.
Yeah, a dampener.
And you dampen the steering wheel, and it'll stop the jerking in your hands.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, but they ain't doing that for the military.
Oh yeah,
we all know that.
I'm just saying, if it's a vehicle that you have to drive every day, and you're assigned the same vehicle every day, I'd be putting that shit in myself.
Like, Amazon this is gonna that be shit
the,
to
it's gonna be the pimpest fucking truck in the fleet.
Oh yeah, 100%, man. It ain't a bad price for that.
That's
either.
Not an authorized repair.
What's the bumper 69. Number on that truck?
Yeah,
the only one that's like worth it to me for a military style vehicle would be the first gen Humvee military edition diesel.
And Nim can vouch to there's so many new Broncos corn. By me, and it's unreal. Like they have
but
any everywhere.
Anybody that's garbage. In the military, anybody that's in the military,
fully armored cab,
the very very first jet
one way
Humvee military diesel.
Talking about a Sunbird, man.
Was the best way to go
Sunbird.
Because
those 3.1 liter V6s are pretty hot though.
Oh my god!
Okay, if you're gonna
that
go
was
for
what Pontiac,
yeah.
So
no,
if you're gonna
Pontiac was
that
the
was
Sunfire.
That, yeah, the sun,
no, it was the Sunbird before that.
Yep, it was the Sunbird and then the Sunfire. It was all the Cavalier.
That's dude, what I learned. That's what I learned to sick, drive though. Stick in was in a Sunfire.
Like so, the problem is it was like a Cavalier platform. They left all like the four-cylinder brakes and everything on it. Like and they had no power, ABS. So like if you were ever in the rain in that car. Like you would slide through intersections like nobody's business.
Man. Oh yeah,
man, that 49 Chevy 3100.
You hit the brakes, it's like
I love I'm that, on 90, that 90s Blazer, man. Let Dozer Lord in. Sunbirds.
Oh, somebody's knocking.
What's wrong with y'all and sunbirds?
Got that announcement.
Yo, drop them FAs in the chat. Let's get those.
We can't let them in.
That's nice. There's
no FAs. That's, I see absolutely nice. No FAs.
Oh, I now, see a lot of gotta, FAs.
Now I'm starting to see them. Hey, I got a delay on my side. It doesn't matter what you see. It matters.
You gotta get those helicopters, bro. The helicopters is weird.
Oh shit! There
we got a big old block. The gatekeeper.
You know it.
Arbiter, I've never seen one of those before in my life.
All right. Now that Doge Lord is here,
the 68 Harvester.
Helpful. Stop with the screens here. We need to get serious now. That.
You're a towel.
We need to get
sundrop.io.
We need to get serious here. Yeah. We have some announcements here now that Chris is here. So now that Chris is here, yo everybody, you've all been hearing her in the background. This is my lovely wife here. Put your hands together for
Rianne.
Sounds like I'm making sure how you wanted me to introduce you. So Rianne. So everybody, put your hand together for Rianne.
A round of applause.
definitely put a thumbs up this video for her. Yo.
Oh yeah. Do
give
it.
Her a warm welcome, guys. A warm, warm welcome.
Yeah.
She's gonna be doing some stuff. Moving forward on this channel, giving it
hold on. We need to correct that first.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
We need to correct that first. Okay. Because there's a reason that our title is what it is tonight.
Oh no.
Okay, guys.
Already?
No, yeah. I know that. I mean, I didn't want to bring the downer news.
First. I didn't want to like jump Debbie, negative.
Wanted to Nemesis. Let people down nicely. Why do you have Debbie to?
No. We gotta give him the downer news and then the good news. And then the good news.
What I was trying to do is I was trying to take the duct tape and put good it news under.
And then No.
You see what you do? What you
Brian,
do
you're doing it backwards. You always. Give the bad news first and then the good news, because otherwise here's good news and then you just slap everybody with the bad news and you leave them with the downer. You can't do it that way. You have to do it in reverse.
I guess
you gotta break them down then build them back up.
Yeah, break them down then build it back up.
That's the title. Was an April Fool's joke. It's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, we really do, and it hurts our heart that.
So there's a reason that tonight's live stream is titled what it is. Okay. The DZ Adventure live stream. The last FA Friday night, and we love you all, is because we ended up selling the DCA Adventure YouTube channel. And the reason is because we started making some headway in the search engines that certain entities were not happy with. And so they wanted it trying to claim intellectual property. We're like, look, you know, you don't want an issue, just buy us out. So what's going to end up happening is that we're going to be creating a new channel. Now Brian can lead in with the good news.
Right. Well, for the limited time, we're going to have her as a test trial here to see if the female perspective in the crypto market is something that you guys would truly enjoy. So definitely FOMO into watching her while she does her videos and definitely thumbs up the videos when you see her on there.
Oh yeah. 100%. I mean, she's got to put up with Nemesis. So
I know. See, this is the reason why I'm here. This is the reason why I'm mining. And she's the reason why I'm able to do this with you guys.
There you go.
All this time.
Out freaking standing.
Who did?
Yes.
We carry out on just a fun thing.
So keep her the code, just ask her.
Who did?
Who did?
So this is my wife, Rianne. Yo.
Ooh.
And this is our final stream on DCA Adventure.
Called a Farewell Friday.
What are you just telling me this now on live?
Sounds rough, gosh.
Yeah, it sounds so effective, rough. That's immediately, all you guys are laid off. I'm so sorry to do this publicly.
Is this what happens when I'm
in meetings? We didn't want you to cry. I mean,
we did this shit for free, bro. Come on.
We're trying to avoid a scene.
You can't fire us. We're volunteering.
How do you fire volunteers?
And you always do it in public because then they don't make a scene. This is how you break up with your ex.
How bad do you have to be to get fired when you volunteer?
Man,
I mean, the bar's
pretty bad.
Pretty desperate these days. You know what I mean?
Over the years, I took the bar and I trenched it into the ground, and we all seemed to trip on it anyway. That fucker was speed flush, bump. Dude. That thing was flush with the ground, and we still tripped on it.
Dope.
What are these other entities have issue?
Being FA? Okay, so the Data Lord. What did this other entity have issue with on our channel? Yes, we are obviously FA. Very fucking awesome. But
right. I think we need an announcement.
The announcement it comes off the back of the fact that DCA Adventure is directly competing with Disney California Adventure. And so they actually, Dim and Mikkel.
Yes.
Yes, it's April Fool's Day.
it's like Mikkel falls.
Son of a tech was like, no, you said Disney. You're a total fucking shitter.
Mikkel, you got to ban damn that.
Oh, you got to judge us already. Come on, man. You're still alive.
It's like, I think my bad.
Put all the negative comments in Discord, please. Thank you.
I mean, right. Well, of course it was better, son. I mean, who wouldn't want 100% unlock?
I'll sell DCA Adventure for 5 Bitcoin anytime.
Yeah, split it 1 Bitcoin each.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh. Actually, we need more than 5 Bitcoin.
Right. How many on the
team? On you guys. Last in, first out.
Yeah, you get 1 too. And we get 2. We get 2 because, like, 1 for each of us.
No, that's one entity. It's one screen.
It's last
in, first out. It's not a laptop, different screen.
It's one household.
Yeah, you file taxes.
If that's the case, we also need a Bitcoin for Carolyn over here, you know, because she makes a half of it.
I got a house full of chitlins.
She should probably get half of it.
But your chitlins don't make any announcements. Mine do.
Right. Yeah. She gets a half of it.
Us has, Mikkel, G-Man deserves a Bitcoin as well.
He can contribute.
He's got to pay for the inflation. No. He's new now, so he gets like a quarter of a Bitcoin. Carolyn gets a half of Bitcoin, and the rest of us get a full Bitcoin.
No
bullshit.
I mean, I'm just here for the peanuts.
That's right. Picking up scraps.
It's like, I take whatever, you know, like 5% of the Bitcoin. I'm happy.
Sir, can I have another?
May I have another? No.
They canceled the Netflix Punisher series.
Forgiveness. No forgiveness.
Speaking of Disney, has anybody seen?
Yes,
dude, I can't. No. Let's not bring Disney up in the permanent. Yeah, you know,
was it that bad?
They can go take a long jump off a short pier. So
a long walk off a short pier.
that's what I was trying to say. Yeah,
I
heard the episode was supposed to be like an hour long. I was expecting it to be good.
I mean, no, I mean, that's not the news I was talking about. But
what was the news you're talking about?
I don't know. You can just go with what you're going with.
Yeah. Our news probably wouldn't be. You wouldn't want to cover this on the channel. They'd probably shut it down real fast.
YouTube would shut us down. They don't like to talk about it.
They'd like turn that shit off real quick.
Like, you guys are checking about that stuff again. We're gonna shut you down. You guys are bad.
Disney sucks. That's right. He's nuts.
We just need to talk about Lube
just
Life.
Just ask Dumbo. He sucks him all the time.
That's the key. Lube Life, they leave you alone.
I love DeSanto's thing. He's like, this is the end of Disney's privilege. I was like, golf clap.
Hey, yeah. Hey, good point, man. No joke. Got that Aeon tournament coming up.
Yeah, they are golden on.
Week from tomorrow, guys.
Don't Zelda Disney. Oh. I would never
say Aeon Poker Tourney. Go sign up. Do it.
That's right.
They will fill up
8 days now for
you don't be that guy on the last day trying to get in. Can't
do it, right?
It's happened to the best of us.
We've I personally know two people that, you know, I've done that. You know, don't be those people.
I mean, I'm registered.
I registered like at like 2:15 Central Standard Time. I registered.
No pics, no proof.
Oh geez. No proof, damn. That's fucked. All right, somebody live stream the poker room. We'll see if Nemesis is in there right now.
Oh, I've been in there. I was there day one. Day one.
Day one.
When proof of poker.
The ninth.
Yeah, it, proof of poker.
That's Saturday.
It's Wives Day.
Next Saturday.
It's what do you mean Wives
Day? Yeah, no, not tomorrow.
So because you guys are all going to be playing poker, all the wives get to go out and do whatever they want to all day long.
I mean, mine's
that's
tonight,
what you guys
so.
Do anyway. So, I mean, I don't know what you're complaining about.
Like, you need a special permission for a particular day.
Yeah, no. Hey, you got to do this. I'm leaving later. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I guess.
Bye. See you when you get
like,
back.
It's going to be a spa day. And I'll be like, cool.
Are you come getting back food all sexy. On the way back? Have fun later. I like food.
Right.
Yeah. You happen to be out. You're getting food.
Mm. I think about me. Boy. My back. Right. I might be hungry.
Remember, daddy's at home.
Oh, see, Yashnik's calling you out. Them. He said you got in the day after the first day.
Then got the next day.
Oh, ooh, man.
No, that's what he
I like,
saw.
I like what Jason the Tiger.
That's
Osborne
when
says.
He saw it. You see. I'm just
what Tiger the Osborne say?
So he says, don't sell to Disney. Frankly, if Disney's going to give us like 8 Bitcoin,
no,
I'd fucking do it.
No.
And here's why. Because we could always rebrand.
No.
I mean, you could, I guess. But
I ain't no sellout.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Well,
especially
well,
to Disney.
Don't. I mean, you say that now, Oz, but I mean, if we were really like.
Yeah, well.
If the contract was on the table, you'd be like, you know.
No.
You know,
like,
maybe for a little while.
$50,000 for not doing that much work, you know. Hey,
they would. I mean, we wouldn't you know decide. The community could decide.
Just
because we are a DCA community.
True story.
Yeah. But I mean, if the contract for $50,000 is on the table, you know, that changes people's minds.
I mean, if you've noticed,
a YouTube like, channel could be remade.
if all you guys have Disney exactly. Plus, you realize that they just like kind of rebranded a little bit. They're gonna have TVMA on there. And it actually so made stupid. You change your account around to like accept TVMA.
Yep. I had to redo all of it.
So
all of it. It was the dumbest thing. Even
doing,
for like
but...
the per my personal, like I'm a, it is my account. And I had to like rechange the settings for my own personal account.
Yep. Yeah.
I was
it was like they only had I think TV 14. Like,
yeah, TV 14 the and then full.
So now they have TVMA and like it's like you have to like go into a process like in your account and actually like, activate it so you can even see the videos.
Oh, there he is, that one guy Oz.
That one guy Oz.
There he is. Get him.
Yashnik's in there, obviously. Shubi.
I know GPRisers.com is a sponsor.
Rabid Mining's already in there. Max Voltage is in there.
Get in there. Who's that?
Gundy.
That's right.
Great Baldini. GPU Risers, obviously. Doge Lord. Cricket Mikkel. You know who I don't see? I don't see Nemesis.
I'm the only DCA guy that actually won one of these. So you got
there. There he is.
There he is.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm in there.
There we go.
Can you win though?
I don't know.
That's the question.
My goal for this one is I came close on breaking under 100.
Oh, under 100, man. Come on.
So
last time?
I was like 123.
Down.
I was
so
out
I'm
in
gonna,
the first 30
I'm
minutes.
Gonna, I'm gonna try to make it to the I'd like to hit
top 25,
50.
Man.
I'd like to get into the top 50.
Top 25, man. Come on, don't undersell yourself.
I'm not underselling myself. Shoot
for the ceiling,
he's just going bare minimum in the leaderboard.
No.
50th I'm like, hey, place.
No,
mediocre, bro. Fuck it.
it's baby steps into there. No, it's not bare minimum. It's baby steps. You know, you don't go, hey, I'm gonna bet the house on this one. No. You're like, hey, I'm gonna
see, but you're selling yourself short because now you're thinking 50th place. As soon as you get 50th,
I'm not thinking 50th.
You're not even gonna try.
Be like psychologically, you're gonna be like 49th. Dude, if you come out 49th, I'm gonna smack you.
We still have the whole tournament.
I'm gonna smack you.
You come out 49th, like you guys all remember this. Next weekend, if Nemesis hits 49th place, we're going over to his house to beat him up.
You know what it is time for? It's time for a real announcement. It's time
I was saying that. Real I was saying that. Chat.
Do it.
We need it really badly.
I know.
Do it.
I said 4 FAs in the chat. I need to see some more FAs.
I know. I don't think everybody else wants to do it. You know, we need a bunch of FAs.
And the choppers.
We got helpful spamming, but it's not really being helpful when the community needs to spam it too.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I'm just saying.
I mean, we all got to pull on
the community needs to want it just helpful as badly as spamming. Us.
Come on, let's go.
To see a blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost time. I need to see 5 new names in there.
five new names. You only had 3. That's 3 out of the 12.
Sign in on my phone.
You could.
There you go.
That's almost
ain't
like that.
If you ain't trying,
that's almost right. Like that one meme. It's like somebody was like, "Hey man, I was live streaming and nobody was watching. I had 4 people. Where were you?" And he was like, "I was making Golden 4 Wolf. New accounts." And he's like, "Oh, I love you, man."
Golden Wolf's over here trying to eat with chopsticks. Right. He's like, "Come on, guys."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for that announcement that you all love. Ooh. To all you sexy motherfuckers, DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
That's right.
Yo.
I fucking love you guys.
Tastes so good.
No, I love you, man.
No homo. I love you guys.
Can't say
I just
that.
I love you guys. So
it's okay.
Out freaking standing.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Out freaking standing. That's right.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Golden Wolf says he's trying to eat with chopsticks. Man, good luck with that, bro. Crab.
You can do this. Clinch harder.
Hey, if you make it. If you've got a 3D machine, a printer, you can sit there and make the chopstick holder, and it's like automatic, like ding ding ding, you get a perfect chopstick every time.
It's called just, giant fucking tweezers.
Index finger push.
It's not even chopsticks.
No, you put your chopsticks in there, and it just kind of holds it in the right position. You're like, ding, yeah, now I can eat. I don't know how these Chinese people do this day in and day out. This would piss me off. Look, you can't even. Fuck this. I'm stabbing it.
Where's my spoon? I need a spoon.
Sitting there twirling it like your noodles and stuff. Like, yeah, see, this is how an Italian eats.
Fork and spoon.
Forking and forking?
No, fork and a spoon.
Right, fork and a spoon, spaghetti, man. If you don't know how to eat spaghetti, man, you just don't get it.
Dude, when I was a kid, I didn't even chew my spaghetti. I just put it on a swirl on that fork and swallowed.
I bet you did.
You see that?
My God, man.
I got pics for proof.
My dude.
I got pics for proof. Damn, it's fucked.
Oh, wait. No, it's this way.
Hey, Yash, Nick, you need to stay away from those chicken McNuggets, bro. They're no good for you. That is not all white meat chicken.
Or chicken nuggies.
Oh, I did do it right.
Then he got the old sliders from White Castle. If If you guys never seen a White Castle, they have there the home of the sliders. It's it is normally a 2-4 bite burger, depending on how big your mouth is. But you can sit there and take the whole thing.
How big is your mouth?
Put it in your mouth and you can fucking swallow, dude. You don't even need to chew. It's so greasy. You can swallow.
They're like two inches by two inches.
Yeah, they're 2x2.
It's like King's Hawaiian roll.
Yeah, like a King's Hawaiian roll. And it's so greasy. You could just
down here we call them sliders.
Yeah, there's the home of the slider, dude. You're like, oh.
Crystals.
Yeah, they call them sliders because you can just toss them in and swallow them down.
Yeah,
our local movie theater actually has a White Castle inside the movie theater.
And they're like, whoop, out the other side.
You have one inside a movie theater?
Yes, our local movie theater here in California has a White Castle inside the movie theater.
Bougie. I've never personally like eaten one, so I can't like vouch for them.
I wouldn't do Pinky High on a White Castle.
I've tried like the frozen sliders that they release, you know, and those were garbage. Doom, so is there anything like
White
that?
Castle's nasty.
Hey, I mean, living in a single wide versus a double wide.
Hey, Mikel, you gotta see this.
What is this?
What is that?
Hey, what is this?
Oh, he's gonna brick a GPU.
Looks like a lot of copper.
It looks like a
copper brick plate. Is that tomorrow night?
Is that a water cooler for your Threadripper?
Oh.
3080 TI90 front cooling plate.
Very nice.
But what about the rear?
Copper shim.
Oh, is that the rear? Oh, he got both. Oh, he got both, bitch. Damn.
I haven't even opened up the front of this one.
Oh. What is the max sound going
to
be on that?
We need to be silent. We need to hear this. We need to hear it.
If he's running NVIDIA, though, he won't hear the background noise.
Yeah, he isn't being broadcast on. You're not going to hear it.
Right, you're not going to hear that at all.
I heard the package drop, and I had felt a tingle in my podgies.
This is the front side of it. And
show me the back side.
Want to see the back side.
Every time.
Yeah, you do. Proof of pants, everybody. Let's go.
Oh daddy.
We got some 3090 action. So
3080.
This will be going on to 3090.
Did you already repad him?
I repadded it, but it seems to be the OctoMiner case has two localized hotspots in the case.
Oh, like in the middle like area?
Yeah. So yeah. I've got
some wind turbines in there.
Yeah, so and the fans that OctoMiner sends with it are 160 CFM or 260 CFM fans, so they're not slouches, okay? So it's just a localized hotspot. Just a
design flaw, probably.
Airflow. Yeah. It's something with the airflow that I could probably try to play with some ducting in there, but this will be a good step in the right direction. If I can sit there and cut 20 Celsius off.
It don't matter what air, you know, how the wind is going in there with those things. So
right,
as long as it's going still, you know.
Right. So these will work with any of the 3090s that are using the 2mm memory pad. So this has better heat wicking ability than using a 2mm pad, hands down. I don't care how good how many watts per meter Kelvin your pads are, let them be 20 watts per meter Kelvin. This will still outperform it.
Oh yeah, man.
just don't arc it out.
Yeah, I've got these are actually have been machined to clearance everything on the board.
EK just needs to come out with a dual-sided water block for what's that thing new, and kitty sandwich cat? It.
She's like the old chair's back. I can climb again.
You know, I expect in like a couple more months that EK is just gonna like drop a dual-sided water block for the 3090s.
They already have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all in one dual-sided. Like you don't buy a front and a back.
No, you gotta. It'll always be a front and a back.
You don't think they make a combo deal where they like engineer it to like where you only have one in ingress and outgress for water?
No, because the back plate's not. Is as crucial as the front side.
The data lower is asking, you know, what are the thermal/fan speed on your current 3080 3090?
So my 3090s, my fan speed are, in the case for the ones that are running hot, they're at 100%, and everything else are at 75%.
Be right back.
And
oh, that's an interesting background.
I dig it.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's like in the 3080s that I got right behind me. I mean, those are at 75% fan. I'm running like 210-ish watts on each one of them. So I'm not really pulling a whole lot of wattage with them. But the 3090s, they're like, I'm pulling like about 295 watts for about 120.5 mega hash. As long as the memory doesn't thermal throttle, as soon as the memory thermal throttles. So for GPU number three in the Octominer case, seems to take the hardest hit out of all of them. And when that thing gets, as soon as the card registers 63C, the memory temp gets to 110C and it pulls all the way down to 95 mega hash a second on Ethereum.
Wow.
But then it starts pulling like 240 watts. I'm like, the wattage is okay. I'm like, it's 3080 performance, but I paid a whole lot more for it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like, oh my Lord. So I find that if I can get it to breathe as fresh of air as I can, I can get the performance to come up a little bit on that card. But that's where I wanted to check this out with the copper mod on there. For that GPU number three, because it doesn't matter what GPU I put in there. So it's not specific that a GPU, it's anything that goes into slot three overheats. So I'm going to try it with the copper mod on there. And if the copper mod makes the world of difference, I will sit there and get a whole bunch more of these and I will copper mod all the rest of my 3090s.
I mean, you could go ahead and just sell your 3090s to me and get you some TIs.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. For 10% more performance for $1,000 more dollars, no.
I'm willing to help you out.
No.
I mean, you know.
If you wanted to help me out, see, you want to know how you can be a real homie?
A rub and tug?
A really big hat homie.
Happy
you think you okay. You can get me my 3090 Ti for me and let me do some testing on it. Ooh, and then it
don't,
then
don't
then
tempt it, me then with it, a good time.
And then it's donated to the Family Mind LLC, and you'll be the first. We'll be able to accredit you with the very first Family Mind donation.
Don't you FOMO into me?
You like how I did that? I mean, you got to excel the experience.
Oh, goodness.
Sold on the whole damn thing.
Right.
Shoot, I was looking today what was stacking up, and I was like, man, we ain't far from it.
Right.
Dude, so I watched Gamers Nexus video on the 3090 teardown for the Win 3, and Ambles just watched that video, but the cooler is a vapor chamber. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, there's so many heat pipes. That's why it's so thick, is there's so many heat pipes like buried throughout that shroud, and you're like, oh, that's pretty thick.
Then they got the vapor chamber and everything, then they got the radiator
fucking like as thick as possible with the copper tubes coiling in those things. Yep. to cool down as much as they could, as quickly as they could. Man, those are 4 DIN GPUs now. They're so thick. In that Octominer case, I'd only be able to put 4 of those in. Dude, the two middles, that the slots in between the GPUs would be utterly useless.
Would you really need the fans at that point?
You would still need the radiator.
Yeah, but you could take the fans off, so you're going to lose a good half. You're going to lose a good half inch between.
I believe that radiator being, because as thick as those For the Win 3s 3090s are, any thicker, any thicker than that, any thicker than those shrouds.
Only in the wintertime.
Right, right, right.
That's right.
But if they're any thicker than that, dude, they'd be like right up against the backside of the other GPU.
Nuts to butts.
Oh, yeah. Ass to face, face to ass.
As long as it's not ATM.
In boot camp, they said nuts to ass. You know, when they want you lining up, they go nuts to ass.
Ooh.
They want you tight.
Yeah,
like twists.
There ain't no room for Jesus in there.
I feel a little uncomfortable. I'd look at the instructor and
just
be
relax.
Like, sir,
it's just
no,
me, Casper.
I'm not okay with letting this happen.
This is not consensual. It's okay,
dude. I've seen ads of where like 4,000 series cards and 5,000 series cards are gonna be like they're gonna require like 600 watts. Is this true? Are we just going to step up the power until
3090 Ti already takes like almost 550
watts.
Yeah,
550.
Jeebus, man.
The connector supports 600 watts. The 30.
What is that? 3090 pin?
Oh, yeah. Hold on here. It gets better. The 3090 Ti Hall of Fame and Kingpin Edition are two of those. So you got an octopus of cabling. So you got you have six eight pins in there, and that's like
one for the riser and like three for the card.
1200 watts, dude. 1200 watts, dude.
It's the single.
I mean, if
like
you're on 110,
pin,
that's three. That's two server power supplies.
Oh yeah, you're talking about a power supply for your GPU alone.
Each one, yeah.
You can mine with it. You can weld.
Well, right.
Each 8-pin is capable of almost 300 watts.
You better make sure you're using that good
watts,
AWG
right?
cable, man. You're using that cheap Chinese
God.
Stuff. You're gonna start a fire.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a fire.
Oh my God!
In your
you're
case.
Gonna see. You're gonna see like Chinese mining GPU farms for those things just go ablaze, dude. You're like, what happened over here? Oh, they had the Chinese power supply. It wasn't 16 gauge.
Yeah, that 18 gauge is no good, bro.
Right. Bronze rated. Chinese power supply.
You know what I'm interested in?
Called a fire.
Is that I know that the 3090s on the riser side have taken up to about 90 watts of power through the risers. So we got a higher riser power draw than previous generations. Yes. How are we going to see 100 watt power draw on the riser side with a 3090 Ti now?
In addition to like the extra power coming off like another power supply,
I don't know how they're gonna do. I mean, the 3090s
are
already
gets
known,
one will know because
he was already he was measuring the 3090s and he was saying that they were spiking between 80 to 90 watts on the riser.
Well, what are the new risers? 10 pots? They're running 10 pot risers now.
Yeah, and I've already got those.
Yeah, those rated for like 110, 120.
I there's no real specs on them, but I mean, it's like it's pretty much whatever the line going to it, the power it can supply. So, you know, if you're running old standard Molex, if you're trying to run
one of those Molex,
you're trying to use SATA, yeah, you might just be on the outer end limits and you might start seeing rig instability running on a SATA now, even with one GPU. Because like those are the SATAs are 75 watt standard. Yeah. And if we're spiking to 80 to 90 watts, we're already outside the standard.
If you're running like a 1050 rig, that SATA's cool, but like
right,
like a 1080 Ti rig, you need to get some freaking.
Well, a 1080 Ti, you're good. I've ran two risers on SATA. Yeah, two of them with a 1080 Ti. I knew my gauge wiring.
I don't think I'd even
good.
Chance it. Like, I just want to be like, make sure it has all the power it requires. Like, no problems.
All the
I don't want any fires in my basement. No fire. No whammies.
It's just a little ridiculous. I cringed earlier. There was a guy in one of the chats. He was sitting here talking about his 3080s. He runs 3080, right? And an 850 watt power supply. Normally, I think that's fine. He mines on said 3080. he mines on said 3080 with his motherboard, you know, which takes power. And he says, it's okay. You can add another 3080 to that same power supply. It'll be perfectly fine.
What?
Wait, I said, hell no. I turned my head real quick and I said, what?
People don't understand. Like, they try to run the math numbers when it's running, right? You need to run the math numbers when you boot it up, because that's when it's requesting all the power it requires.
And it's always the same argument, man. It's the, well, I undervolt my card. I don't care, your card. Your card doesn't get two shits if you undervolted it half time.
He 20 that shit anyway.
And it calls for it. It's going to take
power
it.
Regulation.
That's right. Like, you go to first boot and you're like, yeah,
seriously, bro.
And you're pulling like a thousand.
Start
watts,
a fire in your house.
You know? For a while, what's that, you'll what's be all right. Smell? And then slowly, you're just going to start degrading that power supply. And then all of a sudden, it's just A, not going to come on one day. Or B is gonna, you know, start a fire.
It'll catch a fire, and it'll catch a fire on the actual power cable lead.
You're lucky if it doesn't fry your cards from the breaker box
all the way to your equipment. It'll be on fire.
Well, I would almost sit here and say, if everybody in the chat enjoys this type of chat, I think they need to hit us up tomorrow.
What's going on tomorrow?
Oh my God, there's so much goodness. There's so much goodness that's going on tomorrow.
Mining in the dark, bro.
Right? We got mining in the dark.
What's happening before that?
Oh, yeah.
We got all this FA stuff going on in the morning. So kickstarting with my man, Mikel.
Awesome. Yeah, we got the awesome crypto mornings. You know, I start out 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Cool Standard Time. Best Standard Time. All right, then you... Or 10 no, o'clock no, Eastern. No.
They're pretty, centralized standard
they're
time?
They're pretty... Whoa.
Shots fired. <Yeah. laughs>
Buddy, we're going to have words.
That's better than pussy standard time, I guess. That's what I'm saying, man.
Why you got to be so nasty?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I go on first in the mornings, and then our boy Serpent goes live. Right after me.
Much crypto content. If I'm not mistaken, guys,
you'll have me and Helpful on tomorrow right after Serpent. All right. Be on the lookout for that here on the channel. So we'll have like the hour long stream there. Because like I said, we're trying to keep all streams down to an hour now. Just to kind of help further.
I mean, unless it's a poker tourney, nobody wants to watch
poker
tournament stream.
We're not going to be able to
watch this yammer on for 3 hours.
Poker tournament
night
is probably going to be 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah, but you expect that, we're going to try to set up a new standard.
Get you some snacks, some hot dogs.
Nobody wants to watch us yammer on for 3 hours at a night, you know.
But seriously, guys, we are indeed trying to change the channel up a little bit, play to the algorithm a little bit, help grow and help more people in our community. And so we got to play ball a little bit. So that means we are
the YouTube overlords.
Yep. YouTube overlords don't like long streams. So, this is going to be the first of many Fridays where we are going to try to end on the hour. So everybody, please drop some FAs in the chat for a final announcement before we head on out of here.
Smash that Lizzy like button. Smash it good.
Play the sad violin, guys. It's time.
Smash it.
Smash it good. Don't.
So I even got a package open tomorrow morning on my show.
Hi, Poppy. Ooh. What's in the box?
I was rather surprised. Jake, package
up, he's going to tell us tomorrow.
Yeah, I was surprised it came so fast.
So was I.
Like a kid on Christmas.
Bro.
So fast.
So fast. Fastest.
I think we got a few FAs in the chat. So it is time.
FDA. No, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We fucking love you. Woo. Why? Because you're rated F for fucking awesome.
Yo. Ow.
Next week, catch on Crunch.
And definitely smash that Lizzy like button for my amazing wife over here, guys, who will be doing some content here coming up soon, giving the ladies perspective on how crypto is.
We're starving for content. Starving.
Right. So we got our new contributor. and so we'll see how you guys like it. If you guys like it, she'll do a whole bunch more.
if you don't like it, that's okay. Be okay. Totally honest.
Right. Right. Be like, this doesn't connect with me.
And you know what? If you don't like it, we're going to do it anyways.
Experiment.
Everything is an experiment.
So there's no hard feelings, none. So
for those of you that aren't aware, I'm pretty sure I have told you before, back in our DC TV days, I was in charge of Thursdays. I tried to run a Saturday Night Live style show, and it lasted 3 episodes.
Yep.
Thanks.
I got my screen.
So it's totally fine. We want honesty. Because that's what helps make us grow. That's what helps us get better. And you know what? We're doing this for you guys. So
that's right.
We will see you 100%. All tomorrow.
Jason Tiger Auburn is like, you can do this, Mrs. Nemesis.
Can do it.
Mrs. Sheep, can you chase it. Can
do it.
The Secretary of War.
You're a town. And with that, guys, we'll definitely see you all on the next one.
Peace out, guys.
Stay savage.
I'll be good.